Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tropes are everywhere when you start watching wrestling. For example, when a wrestler comes to the ring to make the save, why all of a sudden does their theme music start to play? Now the answer is so the crowd can go, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. But if this was actually real, it'd be absolutely ridiculous. To this day, I still want to talk to the audio guy, like, what exactly are you doing? And of course, this is happening in every single promotion that exists. However, there is one that we need to take and we need to kill it forever. Why? Here's why. You'll get it right away, but let's start at the start. Throughout the 80s and early 90s, the World Wrestling Federation had a terrific tag team division, even though, as we know today, Vince McMahon doesn't really like tag team wrestling, and he prefers to take two people, put them in the ring, and say it's mano a mano. I mean, just look at the field, though, and I'm gonna forget loads. But you had the Hart Foundation, you had the Rockers, you had the Legion of Doom, or the Road Warriors, you had the Brainbusters, you had Strike Force, you had the Nasty Boys. They were kind of entertaining. You had Demolition, you had the British Bulldogs. And honestly, I could take this entire video and just keep saying tag teams. But you're gonna get bored, I'm gonna get bored. When I'm on my deathbed, I'm going to be like, man, that was a waste of time. Somebody I threw in there in purpose, though, was the Rockers, who, of course, were Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty. When they first busted on the scene, nobody could believe their eyes because they were flipping and they were flopping and they were flying. And they are one of these pairings that helped shape what we know wrestling to be in 2023. They loved a good old dive. It brought them to the AWA Tag Team Championships on two occasions. And while that never happened in the WWF when they did jump ship, there was no two ways about it. Everybody loved the Rockers. And then it all went bad. Fast forward a few years, it was quite clear Vince McMahon had gone, oh, hey, Shawn Michaels, he's definitely got something. Which is why in February 1992, both the Heartbreak Kid and Marty Jannetty went and had a little bit of a sit down on Brutus Beefcake's barbershop. Now this was to discuss the tensions that had been quite apparent with the teams. What they were gonna do is they were gonna sort all of this out and finally go after the tag team titles. But instead, Shawn took his foot and he super kicked Jannetty through the barbershop window. We have been talking about it ever since. This, of course, opened a brand new world for both of them, but we do have to say, away from the wrestling bubble, things were actually going very badly in the real world because Marty and Shawn had got into a fisticuff for real in a hotel room, and it got so out of control, somebody called the police. The only reason this didn't go further is because the Macho Man Randy Savage convinced the cops, don't worry about it, this was just a wrestling angle. Fair play to that guy, totally smashed it. It did mean the battle lines had been drawn in the sense that Michael was gonna be the bad guy and Marty Jannetty was gonna be the good guy. And when we get to WrestleMania 8, when we could do this massive match and have the fans going, oh my gosh, I can't believe they're gonna fight. I mean, why wouldn't you do that? It made all the sense in the world. And all of a sudden it turned out, Jannetty was not having a good time of it at all. Because while the program did start, 2 weeks after the famous super kick heard around the world, all of a sudden, Marty was getting arrested in Florida. This wasn't good at all. His punishment for apparent drug charges and resisting arrest was that he got put under 6 month house arrest. And given that he couldn't leave his abode, the WWF was like, well, you can't do much for us then now, can you? We're gonna have to give you your release. Now, it's important to keep that in your mind because we're gonna come back to it a few times. And actually, when we got to October, everybody changed their minds and they did rehire Jannetty. This was ages after WrestleMania 8, however, and by this point, Shawn Michaels had a brand new manager in Sherry Martel, and he had beaten the British Bulldog to become the Intercontinental Champion, so he was climbing up the ladder. We still decided to inject Marty back into this when he did confront Shawn Michaels on an episode of WWF Superstars. And look, he got a massive reaction, but don't pretend otherwise. Everybody was sat in the back with their arms crossed going, well, this is fine for now,
but we better keep an eye on it.
It brought us to the 1993 Royal Rumble, where Shawn Michaels actually successfully defended his IC title against Marty Jannetty, when, yes, soon after this, Mart got fired again. This all came down to the fact that apparently during this match he was drunk. You can go Google that for more information. But amazingly, he was then hired back. And this time people thought, okay, I know what we have to do. If we go all in with Jannetty, everything will be fine. So he took on Michaels and he beat him for the championship. This is when Diesel debuted though, and soon the Intercontinental belt was back around Shawn Michaels' waist because the WWF wanted to go in a different direction. So while we kind of got this a little bit, ultimately, we drew a line under it, and we totally forgot. So when we fast forward to today, everybody knows Shawn Michaels as a four-time world champion, a two-time Hall of Famer, and a bunch of other accolades that would take us days to reel off. Whereas when it comes to Marty Jannetty, well, the list isn't as big. He still was able to bounce around places like WCW and ECW, and the reason I'm telling you all of this is so that you understand Marty Jannetty was a very, very talented professional wrestler, and if he could have got his personal issues in check, who knows where his ceiling would have been. It has now spilled out to the wider conversation though, because now when we have any kind of a tag team, and maybe one performer is better than the other, do you know what we do? We go, well, that guy is Shawn Michaels, and the other guy is Marty Jannetty. This is a wrestling trope, and it's one that needs to be stamped out right now. Because again, Jannetty totally had the skills to be a super duper star, but he just wasn't able to keep other aspects of his life together. I mean, you can go through so many duos and at least one person gets tarred with this brush and it just has to stop. Like recently down in NXT, JC Jane and Gigi Dolan broke up and it happened in record time. I was like, man, they're NXT superstars. They're still developing. Right now, you are not able to call it. It even happens for people like the Street Profits. And they haven't even broken up yet. Also, I'm sorry. If I'm in charge of a wrestling company and I have Angelo Dawkins and Montez Ford on my books and I only push one of them, I should be kicked out of a window. It is so obvious. You can do loads with both individuals. So that's what you should do. Go through your talent roster and push as many people as you can. That's just good for everyone. The same nonsense was thrown at Stevie Ray, Charlie Huss, Rick Steiner, Devon Dudley, Chavo Guerrero, Bart Gunn, Joey Mercury, Matt Hardy, and even Chad Gable. I'm sorry, have you seen Chad Gable? He is one of the best in-ring wrestlers we have right now. He's just lazy because one, you're not trusting the individual in question, and two, it's not true. You're saying that somebody is being carried within the team, but go through all the names that just came out of my mouth, and it's not an accurate statement to make. I mean, Jannetty was one of these guys, much like a Bret Hart or a Shawn Michaels, that management would always go to thinking, man, we need to get a good match out of this nobody over here, put him with Marty because Mart knows what he's doing. So if he was able to keep on the straight and narrow, I bet you I would be telling you a different story because it was outside influences that ultimately pushed WWE's hand. And even when they tried again years later in 2005, they had to cut it short because he fell into this bother once more. So I just think that it's time to stop it. I'm not saying you can't have a preferred wrestler if you do have a favorite tag team, but to go that somebody is going to be Marty Jannetty'd, I like it, man. Rubs me the wrong way, and it makes me feel like a sad panda. What's really odd is that I'm pretty sure I'm already preaching to the converted, because these days, we all swan around saying the same thing, and yet it always somehow breaks through the cracks. So, let's get together and decide that we are going to end this way of thinking. It doesn't matter who the tag team is, if some company does have plans to break them up, let's hope both of them go on to become absolutely super successful, because then we can feel all warm and fuzzy in our tum-tums. I mean, take the New Day, right? They have always gone on record and said that they will never be broken up and they'll never allow it to happen. But if it did, you've got an amazing performer in Xavier Woods. Kofi Kingston is a flipping legend. And while I just hope Big E gets back to wrestle at these days, just look at the man. Anyone would be over the moon to have him. You're going to tell me you would pull the rug out from under one of these guys? I don't want anything to do with your wrestling company at all. There we go. I've said my piece. And of course, there's plenty of other things that we could talk about when it comes to tropes. And I'll probably do them too at some stage. In fact, we could have the wrestling trope series. Let me know in the comments. Also, please do like the video, share the video, and subscribe. And of course, we have a website, whatculture.com, where you can read more articles like this with your eyes. And look, there's videos on the screen. Give it a click and see what happens. You think you know, but do you know really? I'm going to say no. You can also follow us on social media at WhatCultureWWE and Simon316. But above all of that, thank you for your time. Thank you for joining me here today. My damn hands have got stuck together. I better really get into doing a double axe handle. So I'm not going to be able to do much else. Goodbye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.